All right, we're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss gold and precious metals, a little bit of art and collectibles, because I know some of you are thinking, when's he going to talk about gold? All right, here we go. We're going to talk about gold. Slide number two, investing in precious metals, gold. You want to buy gold? Go ahead, buy gold. But as we're going to see, and as we saw way back in chapter one, it hasn't been the best of investments. There are people who swear by it. In fact, we call them gold bugs. And you know what? Sometimes you're right, but not too often. What is gold? Well, if you're a chemist and if you understand that the physical properties, it's an element, it's a very interesting element. Has tremendous electrical conductivity properties, doesn't rust, doesn't interact with anything else except for mercury, right? But does it pay rent? Does it pay dividends or interest payments? Does it grow? Does it develop new markets and new products? Does it do research and development? No, it just sits there looking pretty. And as we're going to see on the slide that describes how well it's done over the past 200 years, gold does well when people believe the world is going to end. I think J.P. Morgan said it best, gold is money and nothing else. What is it good for? Well, it really doesn't have that many industrial uses because of its high price. It's extremely useful, as we said, as a conductor of electricity, but there are other materials that can do just as good a job. Maybe not quite, but it's great for your teeth, but they have other materials they can use in your teeth. It's jewelry, obviously, it's very beautiful, but it's money, and that's it. It's nothing else. It's not used for anything else. It's not like oil, which is a very useful commodity, or corn, or soybeans. And one of the biggest problems is, how are you going to store it? Warren Buffett said, gold is one of the only things that we dig up on one part of the ground, transport it to another part, one part of the earth from the ground. We dig it up from the ground in one part of the earth, pick it up, transport it to the other side of the earth, bury it, and put an armed guard in front of it. Bullion bars and wafers, they're very expensive, first of all, and where are you going to put them? And there's been instances where people have taken lead, painted it gold, and sold it. The coins are probably the easiest way for you to hold individual gold items, and there are several types. I really think the Canadian maple leaves are the prettiest. The U.S. gold golden eagles are very, very nice. But if you ever have a chance to take a look at the Canadian maple leaf, they're beautiful. Many people will buy gold stocks. Well, that's a stock, folks, and you should have lots of different stocks, just not gold stocks. And now there are mutual funds that will buy gold for you, and they'll bury it in the ground and put an armed guard in front of it. But they're just as, well, maybe not as much as an individual investor, but there have been situations where people have scammed them. Now, silver is actually a very more interesting commodity because there are many applications for silver in the industrial world, apart from just jewelry. But the biggest application for silver for decades was film. Those little yellow Kodak boxes, where they're gone, right? How about platinum, palladium, rhodium, and other exotic metals? Well, now here is an issue. Here is an item. These are items that may have a future in the commodities world because of their usage in high technology. One of the most expensive devices in your car, in some cars more expensive than the engine, is the catalytic converter. The catalytic converter is a marvel of technology, folks. In fact, we have California to thank for that because of LA in the 70s. was the smog was so bad that obviously something had to be done. And the catalytic converter in your car, after a few minutes, will burn most of the pollutants that were not, most of the unburnt hydrocarbons and unburnt other gases that would have normally gone into the atmosphere. Very important. In fact, when you drive, the first 4 minutes, 3 minutes of your, 5 minutes of your driving, you're polluting more than the next 30 minutes. Now, you're always pumping out carbon dioxide, but that's a different issue. What can we say about precious metals? Well, I like to tell people is if you believe that the world economy is going to fall apart anytime soon, put your money here. Exactly. Because then precious metals will be gold. I like Tom Petruno. He used to work for the LA Times, and he still writes for them every once in a while. I don't know what he's doing, because I like reading his stuff. But he said, if your reason for owning gold has something to do with the end of the world as we know it, shotguns and canned food probably would be more practical investments. Exactly. If you really believe that this whole system, this technologically based system that we've created for ourselves to feed, clothe, and shelter ourselves, keep us ourselves alive, our life support system, if you think it's going to crack apart, fall down, and become nothing, then it ain't going to help you, folks, how much gold you have, or how much shotgun you have, or how much canned food you have. You better get yourself down to Tierra del Fuego and learn to raise goats. You certainly don't want to be in the Northern Hemisphere. And this is where the survivalists, they don't think it through. They just don't understand what calamity if we did have this system fall apart. There are millions of people. How many rounds of ammunition do you have? I have 4,000 rounds of ammunition. Great. Shoot 4,000 people. Now, what are you going to do with the bodies? You got an environmental catastrophe on your hands. Plus, there's another 50,000, 150,000 coming looking for food. Yeah. It's not an option, folks. Failure is not an option. Because I don't know about you, but I certainly don't know how to grow food and eat the part that I think is not poisonous and deal with the bugs and give myself injections. And as much as we hate to admit it, we're all in this together. So let's do our best to keep it going. Okay, slide number 3. Here is the slide that we saw way back in chapter 1. That shows how stocks, bonds, treasury bills, gold, and the consumer price index has done over the last 200 years. And we find that a couple of times gold has spiked. And when was that? Well, you go back to the, where is the magic cursor? 1860s? Exactly, the Civil War. 1930s? Depression. And then when inflation started to rise in the late 70s, gold did really well. But then for 20 years, folks, gold languished as the consumer price index caught up with it. And then in the 2000s, the last 10 years have been very good for gold. Why? Because people believed the world was going to end, and they weren't right. Well, so far they haven't been right. And now we see gold starting a cycle again of languishing. How long it'll languish, I don't know. But if you're happy with something that over the long sweep of time has kept up barely with inflation, have at it. I want to invest in something that beats inflation handily over time. That's why there's, right, chocolate and vanilla, and some people like strawberry. Slide number 4. How about precious gems, diamonds, rubies, sapphires? Wrong, folks. The one thing that people don't understand is that diamonds are not that scarce. There are lots of diamonds in the world. Now, most of them are not what we call gem quality diamonds. But even then, there are plenty of them. For decades, for over 100 years, the international diamond cartel, De Beers, has made sure that people believe that these gem quality diamonds were scarce, and it's just not true. And now they're making them. They're making diamonds. It's carbon, folks. It's made out of peanut butter or humans or animals. In fact, you now can send away Fluffy, who's been your trusted companion for these many years, after she has met her great demise, send her ashes away to a company that will turn her into a diamond, and you can wear her on your finger. And eventually it's going to work. I don't think you can do it with humans yet, but eventually don't buy diamonds as an investment. Buy them because you think they're beautiful and they give you joy. Slide number 5. The same thing is true for collectibles. Rare coins, works of art, stamps, memorabilia, Beanie Babies, Barbie dolls, cars. These can be a good investment and a fun hobby or a financial disaster. And there's the story of the guy out in El Cajon who said he had $50,000 worth of Barbie dolls in a self-storage locations. And one weekend, they all disappeared. Okay, fine. Be careful of investment scams, because there's lots of forgeries out there. Know the dealer's reputation and shop around. And I think it was said best by the guy who runs Christie's Auctions, one of the major auction houses for art. Don't buy art as an investment. Buy art because you love it, because it moves you, it makes you think, it makes you feel. Now, having said that, art often has been the most profitable investment. But the problem is, it's a very, very tiny portion of the art world. Most art just doesn't do that well. You buy it for the joy of owning it, for what it does to you. But if you are so inclined and want to get involved in the art world, I wish you the best of success. But think about it, folks. Do you want something worth $25,000 hanging on your wall? In your home, where it could be stolen, certainly, but more likely is going to have ketchup thrown on it by the kids? Think carefully. Slide number 6. Metals, arts, collectibles, and taxes. The maximum capital gains tax rate on most all investments, currently 15%. For a few people, it's up to 20, I think, now. I think they did that in the last go-around, and could be as low as 5%. The capital gains tax rate on precious metals, art and collectibles is 28%, and none of these investments are eligible for tax-qualified accounts, retirement accounts, educational savings accounts. You think the Congress is trying to tell you something? Now, having said that, there is a way that you can put gold coins into an IRA. That's my understanding. Never done it, but I'm pretty sure there's a way you can hold. They have to be United States Golden Eagles in an IRA. But of course, you can always buy these ETFs that buy gold. But for the most part, you've already learned everything. Well, not everything, but you've gotten a strong foundation in the most important financial investments for your retirement account. Stick to them. And that is our brief and my opinion, much of it, on precious metals, art, and collectibles.